Letters are fun. A master makes them meaningful. Letters are fun. A master makes them meaningful. Whenever I sit down to write a letter, I write a letter because I want to share a loving thought. I want to share pure ideas. I want to share the beauty of my life with others and the beauty that I see in their life with them too. And so I write to everyone and I say, I love you. I start out the letter, beloved, and then I go on. Now, why do I say beloved? Well, I say beloved because I love myself, and everyone is my creation, and everyone is a beloved creation. Everyone is a very beloved creation, a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious creation. They are someone that I love to write to, I love to share with. So, now, who's a master? That's a good question, isn't it? A master is someone who thinks before he writes. And that doesn't mean think before you write by making sure that the things you say are beautiful and good, but you write something that is going to reveal from you to the other person how much you dearly love them, how much you dearly care about them, how much you think of their wonderful world. People often write to me letters about their problems. And when I write back, I ignore their problems. I tell them, these are the solutions of life. These are the directions we want to go. That's the way a master talks. A master will always guide us into the direction of the solutions that are going to make us happy, that are going to fulfill us, that are going to give our life all of the beauty and the wonderful qualities of goodness that we are. That's what a master is going to do to us. Now, are we ready for that sort of situation for ourselves? Do we want people to look at our life and see it as fulfilled, see it as beautiful, see it as rewarding, see it as dynamic, see it as wonderful in every way? Do we want people to do that? If we do, then that's what we must see ourselves as. And as we see ourselves as this, then we see them as this. Now, if you're going to write a letter to anybody, you're going to write a letter because they wrote you or because you're writing to them. You're going to tell them how wonderful they are. I had a lady who wrote one time all of the difficulties that she had in her life and all the problems that she was facing. And then, in one sentence, she said, "And I got a new pair of shoes and they fit so perfectly and they look so good on me and I'm so happy with them. These new shoes are just wonderful." And then she went on with her diatribe of her conditions that were not actually what she wanted. And when I answered her, I told her, "How wonderful are your new pair of shoes? How wonderful are those shoes that fit you so perfectly? How wonderful you have made a choice and you went in and you picked out just the right shoes that are making you feel so good walking around, that make you feel so good being you. How wonderful, how wonderful, how wonderful." And really, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Now, can you do that? Can you look at your life and see only its happiness, only its joy, only its way of solutions for all the things that you're thinking about and working on? If you can, then you know you're that kind of person who can write a letter to another person and tell them about the joys and the happinesses and the peace and the goodness that's in their life. You can tell them about how wonderful they are and how fantastic they are and how marvelous they are. And you can tell them. And as you tell them, what happens? Well, as you tell them, what happens is that they feel 10 feet tall. They feel wonderful. Letters are fun, and a master makes them meaningful. Now, you have the opportunity to, not only in letters, but in every word you speak, be something that's wonderful, fantastic, joyous, marvelous, good, in every way indeed. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to be the person who writes in every way beautiful and good? Do you want to be the person that is the magnificent person that you are? It takes a little bit of training to do that, and you train yourself. Now, you say, well, using the word master is kind of a big word. It's kind of an important word. When you say a person is a master, you say that they are wonderful beyond imagination. Well, hey, When you are master of each little thing that comes along in your life, you're a master of it. And you're just as much a master of those little things that come along in your life as somebody else who's a master of big things that come along in their life. Because only as we're masterful and show our mastership in the little things that come along, do we ever prepare ourselves to be master of the big things that come along. Do you want to be master of everything that comes along in your life? Do you want to be master of every activity that comes along in your life? If you do, then it's time for you to start saying, I like me. It's time for you to start saying, I have only beautiful people in my world. It's time for you to say, I write letters for fun. My letters are fun. My letters are filled with joy. My letters are filled with uplifting attitudes. When a person receives a letter from me, they say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's just what I wanted to hear. That's just what I needed to hear. That's just what makes my life wonderful now and good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then as you do that, what are you doing? As you do that, you are mastering yourself. You are developing your master consciousness. You're developing your master consciousness, which is a wonderful, powerful thing and a glorious thing to do. But it's only something you can do. It's only something you can put in motion for yourself. It's only something that makes your life fantastic. Now, are you ready to live a life that's a life of a master? Are you ready to live a life that's a life of a being that works only on solutions? Are you willing to live a life that is a happy life, a fulfilled life, a joyous life? Are you willing to live a life that says, yes, this is a good world and I am a good person? And yes, I think only good thoughts. Oh, I may have anxious attitudes from time to time. I may have anxiety in my body and I may have feelings of unhappiness for some reason or other. But a master doesn't dwell there. A master immediately jumps out of that self-pity and jumps into the idea that all is in divine order. A master immediately jumps into those ideas that says, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect. And as a master jumps into that attitude of I am whole and perfect, what does he do? He knows who he is. He knows what he is. He knows where he's going. He knows what life is all about. And he is enjoying every second of it. Now, it's up to you, it's up to me, whether our letters are fun and whether we make letters meaningful. It's up to us whether we are the master or whether we allow circumstances to master us, whether we allow people to master us, whether we allow what's going on in the world to upset us and tear us down, or whether we allow things to go on in our world that build us up and make us feel wonderful, and in the same time, making everyone in our world feel wonderful because we like ourselves. Mm-hmm. We like ourselves. And when we like ourselves, what do? We do all those things that make us happy. We do all those things that make us joyous. We do all those things that are fantastic in every way. And when we do all those things that are fantastic and make us joyous in every way, then our life is indeed filled with peace and love and goodness and happiness and all that is wonderful. And our life is known to us to be all that we are. Today, begin to live your life and write your letters that are fun and be a master and let your letters be meaningful in every way. Especially the letters to you, the letters to you that say, I like me, I am divine, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now, I like me, 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 I like me. Let your letters be the fun-filled letters of a master that are meaningful because they tell the truth about you and your world. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Because it is a lovely day. And every day is better and better and better because you are reaching out to writing letters of fun and being a master that makes these letters meaningful to everyone. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.